The Torah talks about the destruction of Sodom and Amorah, but it's not just Sodom and Amorah. There are really five of them. It's Sodom and Amorah, the Soar, and it says in as well in the Tzavim, it says Adma Tzuyim, Kamavecha Sodom and Amorah. So why do we emphasize Sodom and Amorah? Sodom and Amorah seems to be different than the other three. So the Ragat Shava brings down, it's not, there's only quotes from a Tosefta that Sodom and Amorah had the status of a Ir HaNidachas. So Ir HaNidachas is when the majority of the city worships idols, we destroy the whole city. And in fact, not everything is destroyed, the people and the property. Chazal tell us that for Tzadikim, the property inside the city is destroyed, but outside the city doesn't get destroyed. For Rishon, everything gets destroyed, inside and out. To bring a raya from Lo, Lo ran out with nothing from the city, but the rest of the stuff he could keep. So, the Rogatava points out, so why this Sodom and Amorah? Why not all five cities? We find only Aish by Sodom and Amorah. And the other cities were destroyed not with fire. So he says, because we have Alachas by Ir HaNidachas, Gemara in Sanhedrin, that you can only have two cities next to another. You can't have three. It's too much land vacant. And also in terms of the, by the border, you can't have it because it's a security risk. So the most you ought to do is two cities next to one another. So therefore, he says, the Sreifa was only by Sodom and Amorah. Only they had the halacha of Ir HaNidachas, but the other cities did not. And that's where it's, and also as well, it says, Vashemesh Yotza. It's only once the sun came out, it's for Dina Nefashos, it's got to be, we know we paskin anyway, in general, basin only meets during the day. So that's what the Tosefta says, that Sodom and Amorah had a deer of Ir HaNidachas. And that's why, and the Ragat Shav is Kiddush, that's why we find only Sreifa by Sodom and Amorah, and not by the other cities. And that, and we see Lod getting out with other stuff, but he couldn't leave. However, the Rambam, Amorah and Nevuchim, he doesn't limit it to Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, Amorah and Nevuchim says, the Ir HaNidachas isn't just its Avodah Zarah. If the city clearly violates any mitzvah, any Avera, that is a city of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Ya'ani ve'evim lo hikziku, as Takedas Yitzchak said, it wasn't just because they didn't do it. Merely not doing a mitzvah went to destroy it. So what Ya'ani ve'evim lo hikziku, one of people want to bring a raya, is a ben Noah chayev in tzedakah. So it's a machlokas. But even if you assume he's not chayiv in tzedakah, and even if you assume he is chayiv in tzedakah, but it's a lot different. It's one thing for me not doing chesed, for legalizing non-chesed, it's a whole different madrega, legalizing averus, as opposed to doing it out taiva. So the fact that they legalize hachnasas arkim, and having guests and doing tzedakah, they will also eat tzedakah. So that also has the status of Ir HaNidachas. So that's what you said. So the Tosefta calls it the Ir HaNidachas, according to the, that's how the Ragat Shava goes to explain how only Sodom and Amorah, not the other three cities, burnt down. And the different halakas that we see apply to Ir HaNidachas. And the Rambam Amorah and Nevuchim says, yeah, it's Ir HaNidachas because not because of Avodah Zarah, like we explained before, according to the Ramban, they were punished at Adi B'Evyom Lo'Gziku, like the Kedis Yitzchak, they legalized it. And that's why it was so. It's a machokis. So the Ragat Shava learns, like the Tosefta, as it did in Avodah Zarah, like the general Ir HaNidachas. And the Rambam and the Ruchim says, no, Ir HaNidachas, like the Ramban learned, is Ya'ani ve'evim lo hikziku, once it became the law, so making a law against chesed is a lot worse than merely not doing chesed.